My name's Chris, Investor Relations Team. I've got a question with the network. Pretty normal today. You did a very detailed presentation last Monday. I had a copy of it. My question actually, Mark Bruce, he will just talk to you and we'll discuss it for now. And then we'll dial in. We'll go to the line on the phone as well. It's going to be live.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, everyone, for coming. If I just do an overview and my budget that is made over the last couple of weeks, or, but I want to make sure that everyone continues to be all at the same pace as to what we're doing and what we're hoping to get out of.
Exactly where we're trying to do work at a time when
at different hills, you can use the distributed deployment in the cycle you take along. A bunch of our customers are in that space. A bunch of our customers are an actual fact that, Mike, what I want is volume. What I want to do is with some of our customers, saying, no, I just want to use this policy. One of the best things that you can do if you get into a room, all of our customers are what they're promoting. Who's chasing dollars and who's chasing cash? And you'll find one agreement. And it's not a criticism at all. It's just the context of being a provider to multiple stakeholders. They're all different businesses. They're all got slightly different drivers and so when we put the undertaking out, what we are saying is that this undertaking will be able to provide what our customers have contracted for, but today, at the end of the undertaking in 2017, we're saying that we will have to the throughput to see what our customers may not want through market cycles during that period. The network must always be reliable because no matter where that happens in the cycle, that's number one. It's literally the supply chain is mission critical to all. So no matter where that happens, the reliability is normal king in terms of running the network. A number of customers that still want to explore growth projects and they make a different framework that puts obligations on networks. However, also had sufficient flexibility to deal with different customer needs from project needs points in time. And that can be challenging in terms of the undertaking. All of that, we've got a process that is constructive and a process that engages with customers and a process that avoids what I would call the traditional regulatory approach, which is a war of attrition. And if you can do all the things and keep up with it, then you're a better person than I, because it just takes a long period of time. We are endeavouring to finalise the process of this undertaking in 12 months. Neither anywhere near this process would like to correct what's going on. That would be a world record in terms of the previous undertakings. They normally take 2 years. And the last one took even a bit longer than that. The only way that we can do it in 12 months is if we take a different approach with our customers. And what we are endeavouring to do is take our different parts of the undertaking and put different parts in a category where we will facilitate a constructive discussion with our customers, an area where we would have a competition authority does that. And areas where we say it would be in the domain of the normal items that are in cost of capital parameters and working in the cost of capital. Because I refer commonly, we can get in the room with our customers and make it some great sport, but I don't think it's a particularly constructive outcome because half of they're talking about half one. And it really doesn't, it's not an issue that it's conducive to constructive from our perspective in that way. There are the many, many parts of the undertaking that are, and through that process, rather than having some flying around through the process, we would have to bring in some parts of the undertaking to our customers, or at the very least narrow them down to through the disagreement and put the competition to run the process and make the judgment. The industry response to that at this point in time at a principal level has been positive and very exploring a different way and saying they are also very, very keen to what have time frame take longer than the middle of next year. And so working through the moment trying to see how we will approach that process. regular people in the same space wanting to do the same thing in the 6 months. Obviously, many, many aspects to the undertaking that run through the tariff structure, the building blocks for how the investment framework works, how pricing policy works, how repenting works in the company, how the process and negotiation works, and what are the standard outcomes that come from access agreements and the best way customers have provided paths to the network. And so there are changes throughout many of those areas, but at the same time, the undertaking, even though our customers will say it looks quite different, is substantially similar to what the obligations are for the setting. However, quite different in some areas with good reason, and challenges to convince our customers that that's also for them good through the terms that the undertaking. Pull up there and just open up the question. Any aspect of the submission, or obviously while we're meeting to network compliance to talk about as well.
Effectively set rules on how
offer it to our customers and what choices will be a standard use funding agreement. We see it out of detriment to do a privatisation of the company. One of the most important things to do for both us and our customers was to have choice in relation to the way things were funded. Because we are not always able to agree with our customers. And so the expansion process is effectively how that works. And what are the steps that we will take and what the obligations that we will take that we will accept in relation to that process. And the output, one of the outputs is standard user. And standard user funding is that we decide we don't want to use the company's balance sheet. That may be the reason that we come to agree on what we think is appropriate return to the expansion project, because we couldn't say we will not invest the company's balance sheet on major expansion projects through risk of return. We're willing if we can find an arrangement that we believe is appropriate in terms of risk return different to regulatory arrangements. Simple projects have done that with them, like the interest of the invite for expansion and willing to run. We said we are open to doing that on expansion project, but we understand the board obligation not going to put the company's balance sheet in for regulatory risk return. The other issue that may come up at some point is that the company as a whole, Horizon Holdings, may have a view that it's the best place to put balance risk for what risk management to the company. And so that too is very important from a company perspective. The customer, from their perspective, need choice in terms of they don't want to from their perspective, an offer to say to people, they want to say, well, that's not working for me, so offering my own balance sheet, it's a little complex, it's not a message, it's a trust structure that's proposed on the standard of funding. And this expansion process is fundamental to how we get in staff, when and how they get rights to capacity going forward, and when and how on the project can go to build dimension projects. So the part of you agree projects or standard funding, and so that's probably number one. The tariffs would be important in the context of customers expecting that with the bond rate down, that the tariffs will be material if you've had to look through it. Well, that's from a bond rate perspective, there are aspects that take it. And the pricing framework is undertaking is to look at the way that it is normally coming to start with an increased RAB and of our history increased volumes going forward. The things that step, and that's what we're using to step, that's what we're using to step, it's in that materials and the type of system. That's what we're trying to work through at the moment. What we try to do is to not need all the customers. The bigger customers in terms of volume, not necessarily in the size of the big customers of us in the network. We obviously try not to get to a point where we're going to be really happy except for them. They still carry weight. That can step though, in particular the competition, if we turn up with something and they discuss the customers they would like, and they are very violent to try to make it work for all in this process up. And the process is if you get to a small couple of less than you know, I agree process, not a good process. And that's what we're trying to work on. How do we get one of the big companies with their own resources out at the table? How do we get one smaller, the other smaller with it together? Those people will represent us. And some is just the customer very aligned with some is not always. Particularly if you get into some situations and you know that the electricity out at 85 electric traction pricing in the black water system. Very challenging issue and one really good response to lots of time from customers. And just want to see that manifest is we've watched that practice. Try to work. Yes, it is.
What will happen?
Great, but we're still working that out. They have a bias. So if we can agree with them, then they will prove if they believe that we have inappropriate discussion power. If we haven't disadvantaged anyone that wasn't at the table, if we haven't obviously disadvantaged a potential future user in particular, and done it all on behalf to come to the network into the future, and the broader public interest, and the broader public interest is only true to this relevant being thought, but it does apply to the whole world, because it works for all of the stakeholders in that plot, and it does work for the government concerned people. It's a possible institution, but there are obvious things. But the final thing to get out to it.